This is what God said to Moses. Just as you have seen it here above, copy the pattern below. If you will make below a replica of that which is above, I will leave my heavenly assembly and cause my Shekinah to dwell among you. Shemot Rabbah from the Midrash Rabbah. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Abba said, the Holy One, blessed be He, desired to have a dwelling place below just as He has one above. So this is just a small sampling, but the idea, it's a very strong Jewish tradition that each of the articles in the temple, everything about the temple is a reflection of this heavenly abode of God. The furnishings, even the temple itself, it's like an earthly counterpart, a replica, you could say, maybe a model, a replica after the fashion of what Moses saw in God's eternal dwelling place, God's holy dwelling place. And so it's like a copy of what's in heaven. And we find this, of course, this Midrash is also scripture, isn't it? Because the book of Hebrews says, a copy and a shadow of the heavenly things. Right out of the book of Hebrews. A copy and a shadow of the heavenly things. For when Moses was about to erect the tent, he was instructed by God, saying, see that you make everything according to the pattern that was shown you on the mountain. So now you know the background for that, where that comes from. The temple is a reflection, the temple on earth is a reflection of the temple above. But they are two different venues, and this is the point I need to establish. They are two different venues. One is here, the other is there. One is below, the other is above. One belongs to this world, the other to that world. One belongs to this present world, the other occupies space in the world to come, which is the next thing we need to learn. Olam Hazeh, very common term in Jewish literature. Also, we see it creeping into the New Testament text in several places. Olam Hazeh, this present world. It's a term used in Jewish eschatology to refer to not just this current moment in time, but the created order as we know it. The world as we know it. And not just the world as we know it, but the whole universe as we know it. So from the beginning of time, from the Big Bang, so to speak, until the Messianic Age, or till the end of the Messianic Age, actually, at the end of the Messianic Age, according to the book of Revelation, it's all this present world, Olam Hazeh. But at the end of the Messianic Age, Olam Hazeh is swallowed up in Olam Haba, which is the world to come. And we have to have, I mean, this is basic eschatology 101. So critical, though, because this has also been lost. These concepts have been lost in Christianity. They're fresh and all over the New Testament, but in Christianity, we went from thinking of, originally we were Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, that's the perspective of the apostles, but Christianity slowly changed from Olam Hazeh being this world and Olam Haba being heaven. Like, going from earth to heaven. Okay, now let's try to resolve our difficulties, shall we? We already identified the problem. The problem lies in the premise that the priesthood, the temple, the sacrifices are abolished by the death and resurrection of Messiah. So let's take a look at each of those. We start with the priesthood. This is the first time I see this stated in regard to the priesthood. You shall gird Aaron and his sons with sashes, bind them with caps. I just realized it's probably why we wear these hats. We're a holy priesthood. A nation of priests. We bind caps on them, and the priesthood shall be theirs by a statute forever. And you shall ordain Aaron and his sons. So right here it says that Aaron and his sons own the priesthood. It's theirs as a statute forever. Okay?